one of the most important of the key breaths. This fifth of the eight key breaths, the vibromagnetic breath. Now, your camera. The posture is exactly the same as the revitalizing breath. We exhale, we inhale, we lock the breath with a big sniff, and then, retaining the breath, we slowly bring the arms forward and upward, keeping the tension, the arms being parallel, the elbows straight, the palms of the hands facing inward. In a series of three swings, in as near a circle as possible. One, two, three. Then, we return to the original position, the arms at the sides. We exhale vigorously. We inhale gently. We relax completely. Now, my beloved, you will notice that the body remains motionless throughout this breath. Only the arms are moved. Be sure of the lock in the buttocks. Be sure the body is not thrown out of line in the swings. Now, as we have never breathed this breath before, we stand, we turn to the left. Now, instantaneously. Very good. Be sure. Now. All together we exhale. Now I'm taking in life. 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 Now a big sniff inward. Hold it. We get ready. Swing number one. Swing number two. Swing number three. Arms at the sides. We exhale. Now, I'm thinking of the loveliest thing I have ever known. The loveliest thing I have ever known. There it comes before my mind. That beautiful picture. Perhaps from the long ago. Perhaps from the far away. There it stands perfectly clearly delineated before my mind. As if it happened but a moment ago. I thank thee, Lord, for my memory. I thank thee that I am able to bring back from the vault of the past any beautiful thing that is in my memory. And I pledge myself, I vow, that from this moment henceforward, nothing shall enter my memory. No idea of negation of whatsoever kind. No idea of disease, decay, senility, old age, disappointment, doubt, failure, death. Nothing shall enter my memory but that which is in unison with all good. And my own very highest conception of truth. Under there I see the whole conduct of man. There I see my whole conduct. And so I will that picture shall be lost again in the absorption of my being as feeling happy upward, giving thanks outward, slowly and a long, deep, sweeping sigh. And so, I lock it up as I take another little breath and a quick sigh. And I sit down quietly. Now, we will pass now into the cleansing breath, which is the sixth of the eight key breaths. Now get out your camera. Now the posture in the cleansing breath is identical to that of the revitalizing breath. At the command position, the arms are brought back behind the body. The right hand grasps the left hand, the left thumb therefore over the right thumb. And then the hands are cupped, the palms upward. The arms are straight, held well away from the back of the body. The buttocks are locked. There is tension in the arms and hands corresponding to the tension in the legs and the feet. And in this position, we exhale. And then we inhale, breathing powerfully against the pull in the arms and the chest. We lock the breath with that big sniff. And then gently, without breaking the tension anywhere, we unlock the palms downward, then the arms up and around to the front, parallel to each other. Now, in each of the three swings up and around, the hands are brought back, touching momentarily, before beginning the next swing. And after completing the third swing, hands are brought to the sides in the posture of the revitalizing breath. We then exhale vigorously. We inhale, and then we relax, coming right down as we begin to prepare for the voice in the affirmation that follows the cleansing breath. So, my beloved, as we rise, let us then instantaneously get into the posture. We stand, we turn to the left. Good. Be sure. Now position. The right hand grips the left hand. The left thumb over the right thumb. The arms quite straight and held backward from the body. Freedom in the neck. Splendid. First the thought. I thank thee, Lord, for the breath of my life. Now all together we exhale. Now I'm taking in life. I'm taking in life, life, life. Splendid, keep it going. Now a big sniff inward, hold it, we unlock, we get ready, swing number one, swing number two, swing number three. Arms at the sides, we exhale, and now we relax entirely, coming right down. And now, I imagine a great heat at the base of my spine. I feel it coming up. It's coming up. And now I imagine a great light that comes from the flame, that comes from the fire that gives the heat. It's coming up and out. I imagine a peacock feather of gold in my spine. It's coming up and out. It seems to strike upon the surface of my body, up and out. It seems to go beyond my body, up and out. And now I'm thinking of the top of my head. And I see my whole body to be full of light. The light of the divine wisdom that is in every living thing. And now I will fan the living flame that brings the light, as feeling happy upward, giving thanks outward, giving thanks, giving thanks. The secret of the golden flower, slowly and a long, deep, sweeping, sweeping sigh. Now I lock it up as I take another little breath and a quick sigh, and I sit down quietly. Now, my beloved, we're doing very well indeed. I know that it's a little difficult, but it will come. We shall be able to sit, and we shall, so to speak, lose ourselves. Just think of the dewdrop losing itself in the ocean, and then that pervading peace that passes all understanding. But it's a little difficult at the start. Now, the cleansing breath, as you know, is quite, well, it takes a little learning, but, my beloved, it will come with practice. If with all your hearts ye truly seek me, ye shall ever surely find me. As we seek, so we find. So there is no need for alibying or making excuses. We get exactly what we work for. Now we reach, in the seventh breath, the grand rejuvenation breath. That is the great anticlimax of mental physics. And this grand rejuvenation breath is the greatest breath that you will ever be able to breathe from the point of view of your own physical body. And you will realize that when you get used to the breath. It's not an easy breath, even mechanically. But you have to learn it. So you may as well make up your mind to do it rightly. That's why we're here. Now then, for the grand rejuvenation breath, we stand facing the center, not turning to the left. We make two circles if necessary. Now the posture, get out the camera. Always feel that you have the exposure made, that you can come back to it any moment. The posture is that of the revitalizing breath. And then at the command, position, we place the hands over the hips, the thumbs locked over the hip bones, the fingers over the abdomen, the elbows well forward. But the elbows do not cause us to raise the shoulders. The elbows must be as far forward as possible, but there must be no movement in the shoulders and complete freedom in the neck. We then exhale vigorously. We inhale fully. We retain our breath. And standing erect, we bring the head down as far as possible, then back as far as possible, three times without any strain. And then we stand erect, and we exhale vigorously, completely emptying the body. But we do not inhale. We bend forward from the waist, bending the spine, pulling downward on the head, going down as far as we can bend conveniently, and then back again, swinging backwards as far as we can, conveniently, doing this three times. Then we stand erect, and then, and we shall need it, we inhale our breath gently, slowly dropping the arms and the hands. Then we stand triumphantly, listening to the voice in the affirmation that follows the grand rejuvenation breath. Now, my beloved, let us make up our minds right now to do it. Really do it as well as we can possibly do it. We stand, we face the center, making two circles. Splendid. Now, instantaneously, feet, posture, feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees snapped back, the buttocks, the body pulled up to its full stature, the shoulders dropped. Now, position. Very good. Now, no movement. Watch the throat. Be sure of the buttocks. The elbows just a little more forward with some of you. They won't break. It's the little extra that does the work. Now, first the thought. Now, what are you doing? Now, all together, we exhale. Now I'm taking in life. 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 Keep it going. Life. Now a big sniff inward. Hold it. Momentarily review the posture. Now down. No bending of the body. Back. Down. Back. Down. Back. We stand erect. We exhale. We do not inhale. Now down, pulling on the head. Back. Down, pull on the head. Back. Down, back. We stand erect. We inhale. And now we slowly drop the hands. Now, the success of this breath depends entirely upon your ability to relax. I am youth. I am youth. I am youth. And now I remember my second lesson. I see before me that picture of my idealized self. I see that luxuriant hair, those sparkling eyes, that beautiful, beautiful face unlined and happy, rounded neck, strong arms and hands. And now I come down over that beautiful being. I thank thee, Lord, for the truth of my being. I am youth. Glorious, wondrous, radiant youth, vibrant youth, virile youth, vivacious youth, fearless youth, full of courage, strength, power. I thought my body wore out and grew old like an old pair of shoes. But now I know, as I stand in the presence, new cells are being made for me. I am being renewed. I sing, I shout, I rejoice. I sing the song of conquest. There is no age for me. No decay, no disease, no senility, no death. I am free. Free, free from the ravages of time, free from all negation of my own mind. And so, feeling happy upward, giving thanks outward. Listen to the song. Slowly, I take a little breath and a long, deep, sweeping sigh. And now I lock it up. It is my own. I make it my own. As I take another little breath and a quick sigh, and I sit down younger. Yes, my beloved, we're doing excellently. What a difference.